Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the Schus of the Return of All the Hostages and the End of the War in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Samech Gimel, the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloch HaTes. We're starting Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. In the Mishnah, we learn the Machloikis. Tanakhama held that anything which is a Psul Machshir, which means it's not a Psul in the Korban itself. The korban itself is okay, but there's something else that causes it to be pasul. For example, there has no owner. So then you cannot burn it immediately. You have to wait for the next morning. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia argued and said, no, even a psul machshir, even a psul in the owner, you could burn the korban immediately. Says the Gemara, Rav Chalba Ukva b'Shabbi Yisei b'Chanino, Rav Nechemyo v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia, Shneim omru dover echot. Meaning Rav Nechemyo also goes with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia that we found in our Mishnah. Where do we see this Rav Nechemyo? The Tani, the Gemara brings a braiso. We're referring here to what happened in Yom HaShmini LeMiluim. And the day the Mishkan was built, we know that the two sons of Aaron HaKoyen, Nadav Aviu, they both were Nifter that day. And then the Kriyanim became Tomei. What they did over there is there was three Korbanos Chatos of that day, and one or all were burned. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and asked, why did you burn the Korban Chatos? And Aaron HaKoyen explained to him why they did it. It's a machlekes here. What was the reason that they burned the korban? Was it because of tuma, meaning that something tummy touched the korban? Or because the kohanim were oinim? Aaron HaKoyen and his two remaining sons were oinim. Oinim means the day that a family member is nifter, the relatives are oinim. And an oinim is not allowed to eat the korban. So the question is, why did they burn the korban? Is it because of tuma or because of oininus? So we're going to use here the gears of the Primoish that Reb Chaim uses. Mipnei aninus sarfu. It was burned because of aninus, lekach, ne'emar, ke'ele. Ke'ele means, Aaron HaKoyen says, that it happened to me ke'ele, like this. With this means like my children died. So therefore, I had to burn the korban. Divri Rav Nechemya, that's what Rav Nechemya said. Omru loy, l'Rav Nechemya, so they asked Rav Nechemya. V'chi pnei aninus sarf nisraf, it's because of aninus. It has to be done. It has to be that it was burned because of tumo. Why? Meaning this man, Domar, holds that only one korban chatos was burned. If there were oinen, all korban chatos should be burned. Davar acher, another question. Pinchos was there. Pinchos was not oinen. Pinchos is the son of Elazar. That was there, his uncle. He's not one of the seven relatives. Why didn't he eat the korban? Davar acher, third question. They can't eat the korbanos during the day because the oinen. Oinen is only during the day. Once you reach the evening, they're not oinen anymore. You can still eat the korban that evening. So why do they burn the korbanos? So that's why this rabbanon hold, they burn because of tumah. So the Gemara now addresses the questions that were asked of Nechemyo. That's the Gersa Rav Chaim. So why really don't you burn all three? So the Gemara of Nechemyo really holds that all three korbanos were nisraf. Not only one. Hayalu l'pichas loyecho. Why didn't Pichas eat? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Chemia holds adayin lo nismano koyin. Pinchas was not a koyin yet. Pinchas became a koyin only later, after he killed Zimri bin Salu. That's when he became a koyin. Hayalu l'harun loyecho l'berev. Why didn't he eat it in the evening? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Chemia aninus laylo toyu. He holds that oyin is not only the day; it's also the night after. Mina toyu. So you're not allowed to eat the korban, not only the day, but also the night after. Baal Kaponim, what do you see over here? Rav Nechemya held that because the owner was oinen, you burn the korban. They didn't wait to burn the korban until the next morning. They burned it that day, with Chodesh Nisan. But it's not a psul in the korban. The korban itself was not psul. The psul was in the owner. You see from here that Rav Nechemya agrees with the Biruch and the Breuk in our Mishnah, that you burn a korban, even if it's a psul machshir, if it's a psul which is not in the korban itself, you still burn it immediately. Continues the Gemara of Yirmiyahu of Rabbi Yosi Aglili de Kafasoy. Basically, also agrees with this shito, that even a psul machshir, you burn the korban right away. The Tanin and the one we learned over there. Chatos shekibel domo b'shnei koisis. So, prison, you receive the blood in a mazrik. Mazrik, called in the Gemara many times, a kois. It's like a cup. You receive the blood that came out of the slaughtered korban into a cup. In this case, he received the blood in two different cups. So he has the blood now in two different mazrekim. If one of the cups goes out, a base of mikdush, so then the inside one is still kosher. But if one of the cups went into the heichol, because the place of the Korban Chatos is outside in the Azorah. You're not allowed to take it outside of the Azorah, that's the first case. You're not allowed to take it inside the Heichal, into the Beis HaMikdash itself. What happens if it did go inside? Basically, it says the outside is still kosher, and the Chachom or say it's possible. Basically, when the Kohen is doing the Shechita, and he's thinking in his mind that he's going to do the Zrika outside, he's thinking Psul Chutz in his Machshava. That's price of the carbon, that ruins the carbon. Still, we say that if he received in two cups, one went outside to the place where Machshava's Priselis. And once they're inside, everybody agrees the inside one is kosher. Inside, if the Kohen had a machshava when he did the shechita, he's going to throw it inside. It's not place of the korban. We have a special limud to tell me that machshava going inside doesn't place of the korban. So we're not going to say that what's left outside will be possible. Meaning, if I have two cups and one went outside, then the one that remained in its right place is okay. So Koshikim, when one went inside, the one that was left in place should be okay. Continues the Gemara quoting the Brayso. Nichnas lechaper, if the blood went in to do kapara, meaning went into the Eichel, and the intention was to throw the blood inside. Ava b'shleiki, but then eventually the blood was not thrown inside, still possible to be a blazer, it becomes possible right away just with that intention when it goes inside. Shimon says no. The fact that he went inside with that intention is not poislet until he actually throws the blood inside. If he went inside by mistake, it's kosher. Now, all blood that's possible that was still put on the mizbeach, the tzitz doesn't make it okay, except when it's tome. The tzitz miratze on blood which is tameh. Not if the blood went out. When it bled out, even if someone is still put the blood on the mizbeach, even though the carbon is possible, it does not make it kosher if you have a tzitz. That was the brayso. Now the Gemara is going back to our sugya. When we had the story of Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the options that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron HaKohen was, Moshe Rabbeinu says the blood didn't go inside, so it didn't become possible. Mashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron HaKohen, if the blood went inside, so then I understand why you burned the korban. But because they didn't go inside, why did you burn it? So says the Gemara, "Blood zot tein lecha shupsul machshir kebeis eglili, shachavir bibachut vukasha." Now look at this. According to Beis Eglili, if I have half the blood inside, half the blood in its right place outside, so then the korban is still kosher. You can still throw the blood which is dingo inside and use it as a korban. So the blood that went inside is not place of the korban. The korban is still kosher. It's a psul machshir. What's a psul machshir? The korban itself is fine. The problem is the blood went inside, so then there's a psul over here in the blood that went inside. So even if you put all the blood inside, it's not a psul in the korban itself, it's a psul in the machshir of the korban that you can't throw the blood. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron HaKohen, I understand why you burned it. If you need to burn it, burn it the next day. Not today. Don't burn it the same day because psul machshir, you wait for the next day to be nice as we saw in the Mishnah. You see from here, the Rabbi Yisrael Glili agrees with the Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia that any psul that you have, which is not in the korban itself, you could burn it right away. But according to Rabbanon, the argument is clearly they hold when the blood went inside, it's a psul guf, the korban became pasul. Because there's half of the blood did not go inside. And they still say it's pasul. So that's a riot, it's not psul machshir. Psul machshir, the definition of it is the korban itself is okay. There's something in the side, there's some problem which is not related to the korban itself. Here, half the blood is inside, and that half became pasul. Why can't I throw the half which is outside? You see, from here, the korban itself became pasul. Now, what is the source of Rabbanon Rabbi Yisrael Glili? It says like this: Rabbanon Dashin, the pasuk, it says, "Mipnei sheloi nichnas miktsas domo lifnim." Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron HaKohen, "Hey, loy vayis damo," means not the whole blood. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron HaKohen, "Did even a little bit of the blood went inside? And then I understand why you burn it. Nothing went inside, and therefore, ochol toich luayso. If we could still eat it, ha'im nichnas miktsas domo lifnim. But if something did go inside, meaning if some of the blood went inside." Your fast is just a it's good that you burned. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, if it's even a little bit of blood goes inside, the korban becomes pasul. Continues the Gemara in the Sachin on the base. Rabbi Yisrael Glili Dashens, Pishaloi Nichnas, Kol Domo Lifnim. The way he reads the pasuk is Moshe is asking Aaron HaKohen, did the entire blood go into the Eicha? So you can still eat it. If all the blood went inside, and then it's very good that you burn. Mashi, you have to have the entire blood, not only part of the blood. So think about my time with the Rabbanan. What forces Rabbanan to say that even in blue the blood is a problem? Because it says, Golchata Shayuvo Midamo. The Hemshach of the Pasuk is Eloy El Moyed, Lechab of a Kodesh, Loitochel Beashi Tisarif. So Rabbanan understand, talk about our case. Any chatas, the blood went into the Eichol, you don't eat it, you burn it. What is the Lash of the Pasuk? Golchata Shayuvo Midamo. Even a little bit of the blood, Afilu Miktas Damo. That's what Rabbanan say, even a little bit of blood causes the Korban to be posel. Says the Gemara, my time with the basically. Why is the basically arguing? Basically goes back to the posel. The Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, Hey, Lova es dama al kodesh prima. Es dama means all the blood. Doesn't say they're mi dama. Says the Gemara, we're using your Reb Chaim's gear, so ma mekai basically mi dama. So what basically will do the posel of Rabbanan that says mi dama only part of the blood? And says the Gemara, ki adot etani, as we found a brisa, basically lo imer, in Kolayinian Azem Daber Elo Poriman Israfim Ubisiran Israfim. This pasuk that we mentioned, the Rabbanan mentioning, Kulchata Shayuvo Midamo Elo El Moed Lechava Bakoidish Lechel Beheshti Sarif, any carbon that the blood goes inside, you don't eat it, you burn it, is not talking about our case where they did a mistake and they took the blood of the carbon chatzel, which is supposed to be in the Azara, and they brought it into the Eichel. That's not the case. The case that the pasuk is talking about, a korban that is supposed to be inside in the Eichol. What is the korbanos have to be inside? There's korbanos that are called Purim and Yisrofim and Seirim and Yisrofim. These are korbanos that are supposed to be done inside, but the din is that they're in Yisrofim. You don't eat them. You burn them. And what the pasuk is trying to teach you is, you have a lav, you have an ister to eat them. Liten aleihem loisa aseh l'chilosom. To tell you it's a loisa aseh to eat them. To tell you where you burn them not in the Beis HaMikdash, but right outside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how you read the Pasuk. Any blood that goes into it, in the Eichol, correctly, not mistakenly. That's what it's supposed to be. Talk about Seir Menisrofim. And Purim Menisrofim, you're not allowed to eat it. Beis Tisrof, you burn it in the fire. So Omru Loi, so they asked him, so what is the source according to you that when the blood goes inside is pasul? Bishma according to us, that the pasul you just mentioned is talking about a korban that by mistake went inside. It says there it's pasul. But according to you, where is the source that tells you that the blood of a chatas went into the eichel becomes pasul? Omer lens, he answered them in a din kayo from this pasul, the first pasul we mentioned. Hen lo yehuvo es domo el kodesh primo. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Aaron HaKohen the blood did not go inside. That's the source that the blood does go inside that becomes pasul. And you continue, Haino Imer Midamo Elakoldamo. This post doesn't say Midamo, has to be the entire blood. So that's how, this is the sheet that basically is based on. Tshuva the Rabbi Akiva, this answer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Chaim says, Rabbi Akiva is the one who argues in basically. Until now, we just call him Rabbanon. What Gemara tells us now, that's Rabbi Akiva. So this is the answer Rabbi Akiva. Shaya Imer Midamo Lekoldamo. He dashed Midamo, not all the blood, because he dashed in the other pasuk. Basically, it says that pasuk is not talking about Chatas, the one inside by mistake. So the source for us that the blood that goes inside is poisel of the chatos is from Moshe Rabbeinu. There it does not say midamo. There it says is es damo. So we don't have a source that part of the blood is poisel of the carbon. And that's what basically holds the only portion of the blood went inside and the rest stayed outside. The carbon is still going to be kosher. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Samech Gimel.